emotionally connected to your plants? As if in the process of caring for them, they as well are caring for you? What about planty DIYs and thrifting for plant items? If I have your attention, then the Plants by Wade Lee podcast is for you. Join me, plant friends, as we dig deep and experience the magic of plants. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 9th episode of the Plants by Wade Lee podcast. I am so excited and honored to have Paige from The Blossom Effect. We are going to chat about so many planty things today, and also about entrepreneurship and what it means to, you know, build your brand on social media, which Paige has done a really, really great job. You are an alumni of the prestigious Clark Atlanta University. There are so many amazing alumni from Clark University, like James Weldon Johnson, American author and civil rights activist, also fashion model, close to my heart, Eva. And Paige, you are also alumni. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with plants and the things that you did. I saw that you did a garden at Clark University.
Yeah.
Is that something that you continually do?
So, okay, you know, let me just refer back to your first statement about the notable alum at my alma mater, Clark Atlanta University. I stand on the shoulders of giants, so I'm so proud to call that my alma mater. And yeah, looking back at those years, I'm like, wow, what a time. Yeah, so I went to Clark Atlanta University. I majored in mass media arts. As you could tell, I like to be in front of the camera, so it just made sense. And so while I was on campus, we have this thing called the Royal Court. And the Royal Court is made up of women that want to rep their class. And you are spearheading, putting on events that bring your community together. And so I ran for Miss Sophomore. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. My grandmother had passed prior to me coming on campus, and she is like a very, very pivotal figure in my movement. And so while I was on campus, somebody looked at me when I was running and they said, Paige, you really blossomed. And I said, you might have just said something. And so I ran with it. And so that was my platform, Blossom Effect. And so I campaigned on Blossom Effect, and I had people plant seeds in a garden. I literally set up a garden and I was like, come plant a seed. And it was physical, but it was also, you know, it had a meaning behind it too. Like, let's a dream too. And so after a while, Blossom Effect really stuck. Blossom Effect really stuck, and people would start saying, Blossom Gang, Blossom Gang, Blossom Gang. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, what is this? Like, what are you talking about? They're like, we're a part of Blossom Gang. And I'm like, okay, like, people really resonate with this. Like, let me take this and actually like move with it. And so it became one of a very important part of my campaign was building a garden on campus, somewhere that people could sit and call a sanctuary and feel at home in. Because there was nothing like that on campus at that time.
Right.
All we had was like this plot of land that just had weeds. And I said, you're mine. And so I set it up and I was like, listen, I want to turn this into a garden, and I want to dedicate the bench placed on the garden to students that had passed during my matriculation. And so the garden is a piece of memorabilia for myself and my matriculation at Clark Atlanta University, but also in honor of those students that didn't make it to the finish line and get to cross that stage. So all
that's
in all,
so beautiful.
Yeah, the garden is, it means so much to me. It's still there to this day. So if you
that's awesome. Do you ever go and like hang out in the garden?
Absolutely. I was just there not too long ago on behalf of my job, the Creative Collective. We had CultureCon on campus and I stopped over there. I sat on the bench and I was just like, wow, I feel at home. I feel at home.
Yeah. Yeah. I created this and it's so awesome. Like that every year they can see those seeds blossom and grow. And I was thinking about Blossom Effect too and what that meant. And I, you know, I'm so glad that you shared that before me even asking, because I, you know, lived in New York and you go to parks and you see all these beautiful flowers and the blossom effect. And I was like, that's also a blossom effect. Like, how many thousands of people walk past these blooms and the effect that those blooms have on you? It's just, it's such an amazing part of the community. I love that. With that, Paige, what are three words that would describe you?
The whole book. One, I would say spunky. I'm like a spunky girly. Queer.
Queer, love queer.
And I would like to say that I'm funny. Ask anybody else, they're gonna be like, no, you're not funny, girl. But I think I'm pretty laughable.
Yeah. So. You know, one thing that resonates with me in watching you, and it's been so inspirational as a queer person too, you own your sexiness. And I've seen that for like, going through even 4 or 5 years of YouTube videos, like you really own that. Where did you find that confidence and that ability to be like, yes, I'm queer. Yes, I'm a black woman. Yes, I'm sexy. You know, I love that. You know,
like I said, my grandmother was a very big part of the conception of Blossom Effect. Yeah, so my mother and grandmother raised me to always be myself. And if that meant I feel sexy right now, then I own that. I feel that. You know what I feel right now? I own that and I feel that. And they championed me, you know, in doing so. And so when I was on campus and I really brought Blossom Effect in and I was really like trying to figure out what it meant to me, how to feel about it, there was a bit of awkwardness that I felt because I'm like, I'm a class queen, it's more conservative, but I am an advocate for femininity and I am an advocate for sexual wellness and education and like what that looks like. And I was like, why not just be it all? I did. And I pride myself on being the sexiest botanist. I pride myself in others feeling like the sexiest botanist that they can possibly feel like, because it all goes hand in hand. Like, right. You want to show up as your most authentic self. If you feel sexy, then feel sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's so interesting because I was raised the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, do not show your queerness. Do not show your uniqueness, yes. Your colors. Hide them, you know? Yeah. The church don't want to see that. Like, people don't want to see that. And I'm married to someone as, like, your grandmother and your mother did the same for my husband Malcolm. Like his family celebrates his sexiness and he'll wear little booty shorts like when we go, and I'm like, what are you? And he's like, my family loves it and celebrates it. And
it's cute.
Yes. And it's teaching me too to not, you know, fall back into those old beliefs and misconceptions about sexuality and our queerness. Like, you know, and he's mentioned something the other day about prom and it just kind of hit me and I'm like, you're right. Like, we didn't really get to experience that. Like, I never got to bring another queer person with me to prom and experience those things. And it's so awesome to see you shine. And I just want to say that you're an inspiration to me as well to just own my bare sexiness. And, you know, at any weight, at, you know, no matter what, at any age as well,
I'm much older than you.
Listen, I said that's a sexy man right up.
Ah, thanks.
No, it's a sexy man.
Thank you. So I think it's so important for young queer people to look up to you and see that you shine bright and you can be, you know, anyone you want to be. You know, you don't have to fall into these stereotypes and labels of what society wants to say, you know, oh, you're a lesbian, you need to be this and you're this and that, you know, and no, I can be sexy and I can be feminine and I can be masculine. I can be all of these things, you know. I love it. I love it so much.
And when I do think back about my college experience, I realized that there weren't a lot of queer resources available to me. I went to an HBCU, historically black university, and we're a Methodist institution. And so traditionally, that's not, you know, the thing. So we had to forge our own community of queer folks. And so I'm disappointed to hear that, you know, universities and colleges that have mandated these organizations are now taking it back. We need that. We need community. We need family. We need made family. Like, we need those things. So yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. I have someone reach out to me from 2020, your past self, ooh, has a couple questions.
Oh, Lord. Let me give her
how many how many countries have you traveled since 2020?
Since 2020?
Yes.
I don't think any, actually.
Okay. What about, did you settle down with a partner?
Oh my God, yes, girl. You have a partner. She's, yes, she's the cutest little thing ever.
What does she think about all of these crazy plants in your house?
You know what? When we first started dating, she walked into my apartment and she said, whoa. That's like literally all she said. Whoa. And I said, yeah, you like it? And since then, she's kind of been like, just like such a great support about my plant ownership. She's learned about plants. Like, we can go to the store and she's like, you already have this type of allocation. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, yeah, I love that. You
know. So yeah, she's super supportive. And I think she's even invested in it. Like, she loves allocations. That's why she always brings up allocations. And then she has those plants that she doesn't like the calatheas and all the other, you know, marantas. But yeah, she's great. And she's a great support. I love that she eggs on my passion and really pours into it just as much as I do.
I love it. I love a good plant partner.
Yes.
Did your positive verbal manifestations work for you?
Oh, girl, more than you could ever understand. Oh, my God. I think about it all the time. Like, you ever just have a moment where you're sitting there and you're like, whoa, this is really my life. Like, this is really my life. And it kind of exceeded expectations, and I'm so grateful. Like, I think when you're manifesting, right, you're always manifesting something good, right? But I don't think that at the time I really understood that I was still like lowballing myself. Like, we're actually thinking a little too small, Paige. And so here I'm like, whoa, this exceeded what I was manifesting back in the day. So yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's what manifestation does. Like, it opens the interim of anything to be possible. And I think that's so, so amazing. I had talked to Maria from Growing Joy on an earlier podcast, and we had talked about manifestation, and I had been so heavy into The Secret and manifestation and calling in the good. And then I found myself in New York City living my dream, doing, you know, what I, and bigger things that I even could even comprehend.
Right.
So it's so important to always go back to those fundamentals of just, you know, taking that time to really ground yourself and know that you are capable of anything, anything that you can think of.
If,
you know,
not more, Buki. Manifest.
If not more, exactly.
That could be like, whoa, I actually asked for this, but I got this, and this is big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last part of this, I don't know if you know that these questions are from a video that you posted in 2020.
Get out of here.
Walking through the woods. So the last one.
They definitely are.
So the last one is, are you building on your brand Blossom Effect?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes. I mean, Blossom Effect has grown. It's always been a part of me, right? And I feel like I've been fostering my little baby for so long. And I think that, you know, at a point when you're the, like, you're believing in yourself, you have this thing, it's always so hard and awkward looking at it like, you're here. And then people actually are like, no, this is, you got it. This is dope. I love this. I believe in you. Keep going. And then to like look and see that people are rooting for me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Blossom Effect is my thing until I die. So
yeah. You have been with your partner for a while and you had plants then. When did you start with plants? Was it before college or?
It was before college. So this dates back to when my grandma was here. Every spring, Texas is hot. So every spring we're out there and we're planting hibiscus trees and rose bushes. And that was our moment. Like, that was our moment. Like, we loved doing that. In the beginning, I was like, girl, why you got us out here? It's hot. But then after a while, I was like, okay, like, let's go get, you know, our rose bushes. Let's go. And then, you know, my dad planted these like peach trees and we had lime bushes in the backyard. And it was just something that I looked forward to sharing with them every spring, going out there and picking those fruits and spending time with them. And so the plants have always been a part of me. I guess in those moments, I didn't really realize that it was something growing inside of me up until after she passed. I had to sit with myself. Right. And sitting with yourself will scare you. I was very scared. I was shook. I was grieving. I was mourning. I was confused. I was lost. And sitting within myself, I'm like, she's not. She may be physically deceased, but she's still very much alive. You need to carry the torch. And how are you going to do that? And so plants came into the picture then. And I was collecting those little cactuses from Walmart with the little balls on top. I was like, I don't know. I'll just put it in here. They're colorful. And so from then on, I was collecting. And then by the time, you know, I was on campus and they brought up Blossom Effect, I said, I see you, Grandma. I see what you're doing. It all makes sense. It's piecing together. I get it now. So.
Oh, so beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And then with that, you have grown your collection to hundreds and hundreds. How many plants do you think you have in your collection?
Listen, I think I lost count at like 220.
Yeah.
220. Am I thinking about slowing down? In my brain, yes. But my muscle memory, going to the plant store saying, no, I may just keep reading and swiping the card.
With social media and building Blossom Effect, was that part of, did you think, oh, I'm going to be a plant influencer and this is how Blossom Effect is going to, you know, be recognized on social media?
Yeah. So one thing I was like, I'm just going to sit in front of the camera and talk. Like, I feel like that's always been, like, my thing. I love to, hey, guys. But I was like, actually, like, let me bring my plant stuff to the camera. Like, this is always a passion of mine and people know me for it. But, like, what if I, like, dare myself to educate? Yeah. And so being an influencer wasn't really, like, the thing for me. It was really being an educator. I wanted to be a resource. Yeah. And so I came to Instagram, and at one point, I was just talking to myself. I would get like 30 likes, and I was like, you know what? One person really loved it. Really went out and bought a plant today because of me. And so that felt good. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Wait, let me just keep doing this. And then when people started to respond to it, I said, all right, by the end of 2024, because at the start of 2024, I was only at 1,000 followers. I said, by the end of 2024, I want to make it to 5,000 followers. And that was it. I was just like, I just want to educate and I just want people to know, like, everybody has a green thumb. Like, everybody can do this. You don't need to be a master to own a plant. And so then God said, you're funny. You're thinking small. Let me throw 270,000 at you. And I said, oh, okay. And so that's how it happened.
That's amazing. And it's fun because, like, I love that you're making the coffee and we're just like hanging out with you in your plant room. Everything is so relatable with the pests. And so many new plant people have no idea that this evil pest situation could happen at any moment. And, you know, I'd love that you share those kind of products and the things that really help for your collection, because when you have over 200 plants, you are going to have plant problems. I mean, That's a given.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think with the content that I try to share, I really pride myself on or prioritize making people feel like this is not like you can do this too. Like, I'm human just like you. I promise. Like, we're on the same page, babes. Like, I got millibugs, you got millibugs, we all got millibugs, and we've all been there before, and we're gonna feel it, and we'll get through it together. And just making it feel really warm. Like, I love feeling. Like, I like being at home, obviously, but anytime I go out, wherever I go, I want to feel like it's home. I want to feel warm. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel I want to feel like I'm amongst my community. And so that's what I try to give when you're watching. Like, let's make some coffee together. You don't like coffee? Okay, we're going to make some tea.
Yeah. And the plant shopping, you have some beautiful nurseries. I was like, where is this? It looks like a Walmart, but it's all plants.
I'm grateful. The plant stores in Atlanta are cute, but I need to go to Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Need to go to Florida.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Like, you can literally, there's like Thai constellations at Walmart for $30 the other day. And at Publix grocery store, I don't know if you know Publix, but Publix, they had a variegated dragon scale for like $19.99. And like, people were finding them like all over Florida. It's insane. Yeah.
It's insane. What? I don't know how the people are getting lucky and finding all these sport monsteras and stuff at department stores. I'm going to need some of their luck. When I go looking, I'll see that.
Yeah. The Atlanta Botanical Gardens is beautiful. I've been there. My aunt and uncle, do you go visit there?
So not as often as I would like to. I know they have a new like installation that people are raving about. I need to get over there. But it's a great time. It's absolutely beautiful.
What is a plant that you continue to buy and kill? Like, you kill it, but then you're like, I'm going to buy it again because it's so beautiful, or I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do a different substrate with this plant and make it work.
You know what? I don't think I have any plants like that, but there are plants that I'm like, I don't know why I keep buying them, because I know in the long run, I just don't take care of them as I should. It's really any type of like philodendron. So like, think like your white wizards, your white knight, like those climbing plants. I get them because they're so beautiful, but then I'm like, girl, where's your moth pole? The leaves are starting to get a little small, bulky.
You just leave it in that pot to struggle for its life.
Listen, but they're like so happy, like they do their thing, but you can see
but they're not. I love it. I know. So my plants that start like they're not doing too good, I throw them out in my backyard. I have like this garden, like, and it is insane. Like, I have a CB blue.
You post pictures of them?
Yes. It's insane. Like, I do post some things that, like, I have alocasias out there and anthuriums, philodendrons, like,
I love that.
And in Florida, it's just so easy. So easy.
Am I jealous? Yeah. Yes. A little bit.
Yeah. Come down to IAS and stop in Jacksonville and have a coffee and a little plant tour.
I would love to.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I would love to.
It's a little bit about the Creative Collective.
Yeah, so the Creative Collective, which I work for, we are an organization that takes pride in taking up space as brave creatives of color. And so every year we put on a marquee event called CultureCon. And at CultureCon, creatives of color can just show up, be their authentic self, network, and then there's like job opportunities and brands come out and they have programs that creatives can take a part in. We have panels and people that come speak about various topics, from like music to entrepreneurship to finances. And so we're really just cultivating a space for creatives to come and show up unapologetically.
Yeah, I love that. One thing that that stood out so much to me was the headshots, that there's opportunity to get a headshot. I think that is, it's so, so important. And it's those details, I think, that we forget about when, you know, we're entrepreneurs and trying to build our brands. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's such a, I don't know. To me, I just thought, you know, and maybe because I come from that background of like working in fashion and doing photography, like it's such a cool thing, I think. What has that meant for you to like see, you know, and see these people's lives change when they get that spark, when they see their value, when they understand I can be creative and be successful. I think there's so much, you know, not so much nowadays, but especially like when I was growing up, you know, oh, you're going to be a creative, you're going to be a hairdresser or arts or theater. That doesn't really pay the bills, you know, but it does, and it can. And I think that it's so special. Like, is there moments, are there people that stand out to you that you've worked with at the Creative Collective that you're like, wow, you know, they really took this and shined?
Yeah, honestly, my job inspired me. I've been working with the Creative Collective for 2-3 years now. So this is like, Blossom Effect was always here. I think working with the Creative Collective really catapulted me into action. Being surrounded by people that look like me, that are not only putting together resources and making them available to you, but also cheering you on along the way. And so yeah. I think that's what puts a smile on my face every day that I'm showing up and doing the work for the Creative Collective, is that we are providing the resources, we're cheering you on along the way, and we're always available, and we're doing it year round. And every year we're showing back up with this big event for you to come, and it feels like homecoming. It feels yeah. like, oh my God, CultureCon is here. Not only can I go and shop a job, but also I can network and meet other creatives that are in the industry with me. So yeah, I always feel, I'm honored to do the work that I do with the Creative Collective. It feels good to do the work that I do with the Creative Collective. It's like, on one hand, I'm like this devout plant mom, but for the CCNYC, I'm the events and brand coordinator. So I'm behind the scenes piecing together these events and really working to make them meaningful. And yeah. I clock out from that job and I'm like, woo, the work is done. I love my people. And I'm like, plant!
That's awesome. CultureCon. Is it open to anyone or do you have to be a student?
So CultureCon itself is, that's the art like marquee event that happens once a year, and that's open to everybody. But for the first time ever, we just hosted CultureCon on campus at my alma mater, Clark Atlanta University. And so that was only open to students. So the point of that was to really touch the community that is yearning for opportunities right now. Like, they're about to graduate.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they're like, what's next? And so we want to make sure that we're reaching those communities and also, hey, take my hand, let me help you get to the next level.
Yeah. Where can people of color find the information for CultureCon?
Yes. Okay, y'all. CultureCon is coming up, all right? October 5th and 6th, all right? You can go to our Instagram, at CultureCon, or at the, THECCNYC.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know that a lot of was just like, wow, this seems like a really fun time. The parties. I love it. What has been your greatest moment as a content creator?
Ooh, I feel like there's been so many joys of this. I think the biggest one, and it's probably small to other people, is to watch people comment on my videos. Like, less about the likes, less about the sharing. It's the conversations that happen. I love it. I eat it up. Like, I just love seeing people like, hey, like, how often am I supposed to do this? And somebody else comments back and they're like, maybe 7 days, da, 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 da. And they're talking. And that's the point, right? I don't want to be the one, I'm not this like leader or like, listen to me. I want to concoct a community.
And in community. That comes across so much, Paige. And that's why I was so happy that you agreed to do this podcast with me, because this is what the podcast is about community. And I see that like with your job and with the plants and how you do draw people in. I really, really appreciate you being so open and available to the followers, and the Blossom Gang. Your Blossom Gang. Yeah. Your Blossom Gang loves it. I see it daily when you post. I'm like, it's one of my first accounts that I'm excited to see, because it's always fresh and new, and you always have that beautiful smile on your face and brightening our day. I
just want to take a moment, take a beat, to just thank you for inviting me on here. I'm so grateful. Spaces like this are so important. Just to commune and converse and share experience and love each other and be here for each other, support each other and uplift each other. So thank you so much. Anybody watching, thanks for watching. I love you so much.
Do you have any upcoming projects that you'd like us to know about?
I don't think I have have really like any major besides like I'm trying to open a plant store, y'all. That's the end goal here. Like I said, I didn't come on here to be an influencer. I really wanted to be an educator, and I feel like the way to do that was to show people that I'm passionate about something, right? I'm passionate about plants, and I'll show you that I'm passionate about plants. And so, yeah, the plant store, that's the next move, I think.
I love that. And Atlanta is a perfect place to...
Love Atlanta.
Yeah. I love Atlanta. I just went to... we just visited a few months ago and saw Hamilton at the Fox Theater.
Oh my God, that's local.
Well, I'm in Jacksonville. Okay. My aunt and uncle live in Atlanta, so we go often. Yeah.
Okay, next time you're down here, then I got to show you out to some plant store.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Okay, I love it.
For sure. Where can the listeners find you on social media, your website?
Yeah, so my website is PaigeTalen.com. My Instagram is BlossomEffect_. And I mean, I guess my YouTube, it's Paige Talen Johnson.
Yeah, and you can find all sorts of videos on YouTube, from plant care to travel stuff. It's a lot of content on there. You've been doing the YouTube game for a while.
I actually started that. That was the whole thing. Was like, I want to be on YouTube, and that still is very much the tea. It's just so time consuming.
Oh yeah,
YouTube is time consuming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full time job.
Absolutely.
It's hard enough to do 60-second videos, let alone 30-minute ones, you know?
Right. I'm like,
or 15, whatever, you know?
You know, one of these days I'll get around to it. Y'all just wait on the YouTube video. It's coming. It's coming.
One last question to you. What about outdoor gardening? You had such an amazing experience doing that with your grandma. Are you doing that in your home now?
So I live in an apartment, so it's not friendly for the outdoor gardening. I do have a cute planter outside that has like my basil, my lavender, all of my herbs. And then I have a strawberry plant, so that's exciting too. But I think that once I'm able to like have a full backyard, definitely, I'm definitely moving outside. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, Paige, thank you so much, my love. I appreciate this conversation. I'm so glad that we connected on social media. Yes, I love that there are other queer people empowering the generations to come and showing their plant love. You have so much great content and so much to offer to the community. So, again, thank you so much for coming on. I adore you.
I adore you. Oh, man. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, plant people. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 9th episode of the Plants by Wade Lee podcast. I had so much fun having a plant kiki with Paige from Blossom Effect. Make sure to follow her on Instagram at BlossomEffect_. Next week for the 10th episode, we will be with Derek Haynes, the chocolate botanist. You do not want to miss our planty conversation. We debunk the botany BS all over social media. You don't want to miss that. Be kind to yourself and others. And remember, if you want that plant, buy that plant.